Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. There's one exclusive waiting list no one would choose to be on, and that's for an organ transplant.
Even though 2015 was a record year for organs transplanted, the gap between need and supply continues to be huge.
That's why scientists continue to look to 3D printing as a solution. Bioprinting uses inkjet-like technology to build layer after layer of biocompatible material that will provide a scaffolding for cells to adhere.
This printed scaffolding provides the shape and structure for the tissue or organ based upon location and need. For example, a bioprinted trachea would be printed to the dimensions needed by the recipient. Eventually, the biocompatible structural materials degrade, leaving the tissue intact.
In recent studies, a new bioprinting technology provides spaces in the printed tissue for blood vessels so that once implanted, blood vessels will grow and provide nutrients and oxygen to the tissue, ensuring its survival.
In a recent study, researchers used a biocompatible scaffolding material called hydrogel to print cartilage in the shape of a human ear, muscle, and a jawbone. They used 3D scans of existing tissues to provide instructions for the computer-assisted design printing.
Implanted into mice, these engineered tissues remain completely viable and began to develop a blood supply. While these are first steps, we may look back on these as the proof of principle for printing organs for transplantation.
Once further developed, this will mean saving lives and creating a limitless supply of life-saving organs.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.